are still there? Yes, I have no need for you. And from there it came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order, Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. For the fire to be peace and cool for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that's the first challenge that Sayyidina Ibrahim faced. The second challenge, and that was between him and between, I know that the khutbah inshaAllah is very limited, but he questioned. And when he saw that the sun is coming, and it is disappear after that, he said, it cannot be. Going to have to be somebody controlling it, using his mind. And after that, he went to the king, and he challenged the king. And the king, he said, how you can worship some other deity other than me? And he said, I am worshipping the one who give life and give death. He already got to that attribute. The king, he said, I can give life and give death. I can order somebody to be killed, and I can, you know, give permission and pardon to somebody who is already due for killing. I can do either. So what he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. The one that I worship and submit, he is the one who brings this sun from the east. If you really are powerful and you're worth worshipping, bring it from the west. Look at the confident and the level of confidence that Sayyidina Ibrahim had. Level of confidence. And after that he came what? To the end of it. إِلَّمْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance. I need to Allah to tell me what to do with my life. How to please Him, how to obey Him. What I supposed to do and what I supposed not to do. And when it comes down to one of the major development in Sayyidina Ibrahim's life, is قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That is a major development in his character right there. Remember, be with me and bear with me. He already, since he was a child, he already believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why the other one is قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Why he is asking him to submit? Because that's a different type. There is the big difference that you believe. Because you know that the belief is good for you. And you believe and you, it doesn't matter if what's going to happen, the consequence, good or bad for you. Is قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. That means, Ya Ibrahim, I want the unconditional obedience from you. I want the unconditional obedience from you. قَالَ what? أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, you have it. That means there is no more Ibrahim. There is no more I think about it. There is no let me think about it. There is no more if it's going to hurt me or going to benefit me. The order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be. That's Sayyidina Ibrahim. A little bit about Sayyidina Ibrahim and the development of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And after that, we all know that how he was questioned the concept of death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him for 4 births and so forth. Now let us go to the second part of this family, which is Sayyidina Hajar. Who is Hajar? Hajar is a member of the royal family. She was from the southern part of Egypt. And she was a royalty, the daughter of royalty, and she was raised a royalty, and all her life she is royalty. And before you know it, it was a war between the north and the east and the south. The south lost, she got captured. So Sayyida Hajar got captured. And now she is a slave. But she will never give in to the king. You want to kill me, but you will never get me. By the grace of Allah, to make the long story short, it came to be, she was given to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. She is actually the mother of the Arabic language. Because her grandson, Ya'rub, is the one who developed the Arabic language the way we know it now. So, what happened? He took her, we all know how he got the order, he took Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. When he got Sayyidina Ismail, he was not having children before. He got Sayyidina Ismail and approximately he was about 86 years old. Imagine how valuable that a child can be to him. He is coming when he is 86 years old. Almost 86 years old. And now he has to take this queen and how to take that son and take him to a place called Mecca. What in Mecca in that time? Outstanding heat, no water, no known life, no trees, no vegetables, no fruits, no food, no nothing. Barely once in a while, once a year or twice a year, maybe some of the caravan will be passing by on the horizon. If they're going to survive all of this nature, how about the scorpions, the snakes, hyenas, wildlife? And even if they survive all of that, where is the food? Where is the water? Look at the level of trust. When Sayyidina Ibrahim landed them in this, by the place in the Kaaba now, and he did not speak, he did not say anything. He started to leave. She ran after him. Ya Ibrahim, are you going to leave us? You're going to leave us behind? A small baby and me? We are helpless. He did not answer. Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim. And he wouldn't turn his back. Look at the level of obedience of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Don't you imagine for a second how Sayyidina Ibrahim feels when he is obeying, in the price of obeying Allah, he is leaving his son and his wife and he knows that's imminent death. If he put his dagger there, that maybe will be a lot more merciful. And look at the second level of belief that it comes of Sayyidina Hajar radwanullahi alayha. أَأَمَرَكُ بِهَذَا رَبُّكُ. Did Allah order you to do that, Ya Ibrahim? And the answer, it was silent. She said, "Ishab, inna Allah la yudiyana." Go, Allah is the one who will take care of us. Go. That is the level of belief that we need. We don't need a word of mouth. We don't need ceremonies. We don't need rituals. We need a belief in the heart can move mountains. Can accept what no one can accept. And having a confidence and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. That is Sayyidina Hajar. And we know after that what happened and how the well of Zamzam came out and now he grew up. He was about approximately 8 to 10 years in that range. And now my father is coming. And he's simply telling me, Ya Bunay, inni ara fil manami, inni adbahuk. Ya Bunay, my son, please feel the sensitivity, how the father feel, and how the child, and how the mother. إني أرى في المنام إني أذبحك. I am slaughtering you. What was the response of the mother? Silent. Silent. If you want to see a strong being, if you want to really see somebody know how to attack, Look at any given mother when somebody hurt her child. Look for anyone to try to hurt a child, and how's the mother gonna go after you? That's even in the animal kingdom. Silent. Silent. Let's come to Sayyidina Ismail, Ridwanullahi alayhi. What his response? Father, I don't see you but once in a month, or once every year, or twice every year. And now I did not even know how you really look like. And you are coming to tell me you want to slaughter me? You want to kill me? He did not cry, he did not do this, he did not that. But what he did, Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar, tatajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. Oh my father, do what you have been ordered to do, and inshallah I'm going to be among the patient one. What kind of a belief that a child has, and where it come from? Not only that, but he started to do something else to encourage his father to not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Yeah, my father, when the time comes, lay me on my right side. Come from my back, don't come from my front. Because I'm afraid you will have eye contact with me. Your heart will change. Your heart will change. Sharpen up your knife. Come from my back and do what you have been ordered to do." That's Sayyidina Ismail. وَلَمَّا أَتَلَّ وَجْهَهُ, when he came at the time and he went for the execution, فَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِكَبْشٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his mercy. But he gave to the mankind a good demonstration to how sincerity is, and how sincere devotion is, and how unconditional obedience is. So when we are celebrating by the Eid, we are honoring this family. We are reflecting about the behavior of this family, what they did, and at the same time, we must do evaluation to every single one of us believe. I am not and I will not ask for us to be like prophets and messengers. But at least we can drive to that direction. We can drive to that direction where they are a role model. These are a role model they can drive for. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant mercy and pardon to all of us, inshaAllah. Inna alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna sayyidina muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brother, this khutbah, even if it is about the Eid, but it is still part of the series of the Muslim family. What happening here, it was an attitude of a family, collectively a family. We need to find out. Mainly the one who raised Sayyidina Ismail was his mother. How she raised him. That's your obligation, because you are responsible for the children. Sayyidina Hajar and Sayyidina Ibrahim, they raised Sayyidina Ismail to have only one love in his life. Is Allah. Have only one fear is from Allah. Have one respect is to Allah. And they demonstrated. They did not talk about it. It was not a philosophy. It was not an issue. But he took it day in and day out from their behavior, from their attitude, from the way they are dealing and wheeling and eating and drinking. They found the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it came the time for him, even as a child, to be examined, he succeeded. Now the challenge that you and I have, what's happening in our families, is by having their children adult and they are able to earn their own living and they are out of maybe your home, is your responsibility finished? If they are still in, most of family problems it comes, they don't obey me. They were angels. And all of a sudden, they came with a bad crowd or bad neighborhood or what, and they are turning out to be bad. I'm not sure. I am not sure. This is a very complete statement. No, I'm not. No, I'm not buying. All I know is one thing. If you are sincerely, you yourself sincerely, in a state of submission to Allah, in a state of obedience to Allah, everything around you will be. That's what I understand. You may agree, you may disagree, it's up to you. But if you are in a state of submission to Allah, in a state of obedience to Allah, automatically you will be a role model to others. But if it is a matter of talking about ethics, it is a matter of talking about religion, it is a matter of going to Sunday school, if it is a matter of doing this and that, you are giving me something and you are doing, and I'm living by another way. No, we have to be one code for living. When it comes to families, I never believed it is too late. Only too late when we are one of the family or that person is 6 feet under and they already healed the dust. They put the dust over top of the top of. Before that, you still can do it. Yes, you still can do it. And it still can be done. If you sincerely mean it, and if you sincerely want it, and you sincerely want to go through it, and if you sincerely love the member of your family, ask Allah the help and the help will come. But never turn your back. And never accept forbidden in your family or behavior of your family. I'm not going to ask you to be like the family that I talked about. But at least we cannot be on the other side. Turn your love to discipline sometimes, to passion sometimes. And by both, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please don't tell a child to pray and you are not doing it. Don't tell him you don't lie and you are not doing it. I want to finish the khutbah by something that I heard last week. And it was amazing. And I don't know this family, but they are on my prayer. Is a group of children, they were as always, they were with each other, and somebody asked, what you want to be? One said, I want to be a lawyer. Another one, I want to be a teacher. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. And the most awkward and unexpected answer, it came from one child. I want to be Sahabi. What you want to be? I want to be Sahabi. Why you want to be Sahabi? What is Sahabi? Do you know what a Sahabi mean? They said yes. He said yes. Sahabi is the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to be like them. Because why? Because they loved Allah and Allah loved them. They worked so hard to be a good Muslim. Look at the words that that child using. He's using very, very small, simple words. What does that child know about fiqh? Mazahib, masail, nothing. But he got enough foundation to turn out to be a giant. They love Allah and Allah loves them. And they do their best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah and Allah loves them. Who taught that child? I haven't seen that in any curriculum other than a good mother and a good father. They spend some time with their children and they tell them about the Sahaba. They tell them about the Tabi'een. They tell them about these good people. They set a role model for them. I want to be a Sahabi. I want Allah to love me. And I love Allah. Look how turned the nature, the beautiful nature, the beautiful nature, innocent nature of that child is going in what direction. May Allah bless this family and bless the spring of this family. Allahumma ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. This is what we are after. I believe, maybe you agree with me or disagree, no one can affect the life of your child more than you. And Allah did not give you that child for coincidence, either male or female. See how you can do it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the help. And inshallah the help will be granted. I want to finish the khutbah inshallah because I'm not going to see you on the Eid. I want to congratulate every and each one of you. And I ask you inshallah when you go for slaughter, remember this incident. Take your time. And I hope that you can go home when you go home. If you have a chance, if you have a family and you have a child and you have a children, get him in. Sit down and tell him, I want to tell you a story. And tell him this story. Tell him this story. Sit the story in them. Tell him what the Eid is all about. Eid al-Adha is all about, inshallah. And it started from there. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and help us to be a better believer and give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace and in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. عباد الله قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيم وارحمكم الله. Please straighten up your minds.